Chapter 3. Productive Intercultural Interactions.
An American who had experience staying with a Japanese family in his youth mentioned, "When I left the tap water running, my host mother said, 'We have had little rain this year, you know.' I couldn't understand what she was driving at. Although I explained to him that most Japanese prefer indirect expressions so that they won't hurt others' feelings, he argued that frank remarks such as 'don't waste water' are easier to follow. The American did business with a Dutchman later in his life and discovered that direct expressions also have shortcomings. He was surprised to hear the Dutchman say all of a sudden, 'You did a sloppy job.' He understood that such remarks are common to Dutch people, and he didn't take the remarks personally. Nevertheless, he was annoyed with the remark. If he were the Dutchman, he would start with, 'I know you were enthusiastic about your work, but I have some suggestions about it.' Then he would make a request to collect materials on such and such a field. When I asked for some comments from another Dutch person about the above American business experience, he said flatly, 'Most Dutch people consider conveying clear messages to be the most important. Everyone is pleased to receive compliments, but is upset when criticized. However, if we can't convey messages accurately to others, we will experience communication failures.' The above examples indicate that effective communication styles are not universal. Indirect expressions are effective only to people who can read the implications, but will end up confusing people who can't understand them. On the other hand, overly direct expressions sometimes sound blunt, even to people who prefer frank remarks. We can broaden our views through new experiences. In a global society, we always have to adjust our communication styles to others we are communicating with."